This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Connecting, representing, celebrating. Joy 94.9.
It is time for our entertainment report. He's back again for the month of March on Monday mornings for our show, folks. My dad, Graham Campbell, is on the line
I'm
this
in
morning.
Brace position
and
already.
He's in Adelaide, which means he's half an hour behind. It's not even 7 o'clock yet. Good morning, Dad. Are you there?
G'day, mate.
Hey.
Oh, did you hear the crowd, Graham?
Yeah.
The crowd's over here, buddy.
Hey, Dad, what are you doing in Adelaide?
Well, Elroy's first birthday yesterday, so we came over to support him, mind
you. So Elroy is my new nephew.
Turning one.
So Dad's a grandpa. So how's it like being... Oh, you've been a grandpa for a while, Dad.
About 12, 13 years.
Yeah.
Easy job, mate. Easy job.
Yeah. Hey, Dad, I mean, yes, you might be a grandpa, but you are so up on pop culture, know everything about everything that's going on in the world of pop culture. You know them all.
Yeah, sort of.
You're on subscription magazine to them all. You're online all the time. Can never get you off Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah.
Have you heard of Facebook, Dad? Just quietly.
No.
Hey, Dad, what's going on in the world of pop culture?
Pop culture? Is Tina Arena still pop culture?
Of course she won. Oh. No. She was on Dancing with the Stars.
Okay.
Your son-in-law here, Anthony Kalia, performed with her last year in her concerts as well, Dad.
Yeah, so. Mate, I was just off stage watching and listening.
Oh, that's right, you did. Yeah, you cheap. We didn't give you tickets. We just stand backstage. We're that cheap.
What's going on with Tina?
Tina's announced a new national tour.
Yeah, we mentioned that before we played Danny Minogue's song. Yeah.
You guys get it wrong. Actually, I was going to ask you what a national tour really meant, Tim, because, well, they get to Adelaide.
Yeah,
she was your plane.
Is it just Brisbane, Sydney and
Melbourne? No, I think she's doing the Theberton Theatre.
Oh, so now you're in Adelaide. Are you going to do that? No, they never come to our Sydney
binge. I'm a local over here. I come over so often. The guy's saying, Jimmy, can you bring some of that talent from the other eastern states?
We do go. I'm going.
Like, you know some people.
I'm doing a tour in June. I'm going to Adelaide as well. So, you know, we go there.
Are you doing a tour, Tim?
Are you setting up a plug there? Is that what you're doing? Is Dad trying to be my agent?
What a beautiful segue that was.
Actually, different to your tour, she's actually paying for hers. Apparently, she's putting in the seed capital and it's based on a reset bond. Oh, no, hang on. Let's find it. I'm out of
finance. What? No, reset is her album.
Her latest album, Reset, has given her the impetus to put some money in.
What?
She's going to pay for the tour. I've already told them that.
Does that mean there's free? So free tickets she's paying for, is it? No, that's not how it works.
No, she's a WOG. Nothing's for free. They don't give away anything for free. I know WOGs.
She's a dago, not a WOG.
Oh, that's a baby boomer comment right there. Hey, Dad, speaking of the W word, Grease, of course, I mean, Ant's doing the musical at the moment in Melbourne, but there was some facts out about Grease the movie recently.
Yeah, we've got about 10 facts on Grease. This is from news.com. Oh, we're allowed to say that on your...
Yeah. I don't know. We keep getting it wrong in here, don't worry.
One of the new facts is that that's come out is Henry Winkler was considered for the role of Danny Zuko. Wasn't Danny Zuko in the Bond number 2 and got killed? Oh, no, that was Danny Zorn. Sorry. Anyway, Henry was worried about being typecast as a cool 50s dude. You're joking us. Anyway, he was.
Typecast? He was the Fonz.
Would you be worried about?
Yeah.
It was 50 years ago when he was worried about it. So, a little bit different. Anyway.
Yeah.
Some of the cast, you know, were actually over school age.
No.
I watched that show and I couldn't pick that.
Next, you're going to tell me that those on Beverly Hills 90210 weren't actually high school age.
Wow. Isn't that a phone number?
What?
And come on, be sensible.
Next, you're going to say CaseyDonovan.com isn't like that. Casey's website. What?
Hey, listen, who is Kenichi's son that was in this? Kenichi. I was thinking of the Iron Chef, you know, with Kenichi's son on the Iron Chef. You know.
Kenichi.
That's from Karate Kid.
All of a sudden, he's Asian.
I think I've even seen Grease.
What?
I don't even know what it is.
Have you never seen Grease, Graham?
Well, I have. It's a couple of times.
I don't
take note of their ages and stuff like that. I'm not like you guys, you know. Everybody's got to be cool dude and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, let me tell you this fact. This is a really good fact.
Yeah.
When Greece was released in the Spanish speaking country,
yeah,
they called it Vaselina.
That's a little bit pornish. Vaselina. To be quite honest.
You'd think that they wouldn't need to do that because those guys have got enough grease. You know, they just rub their fingers.
Oh, no, yeah. Oh, we need the Kyle dump button right now.
And did you know that John Travolta wasn't really going to sing Grease Lightning? It was going to be Kenichi son.
Well, that
John kicked up a stink and said that he needed to sing that because it was a hit.
Is that
what,
like,
a big sook?
Because in the musical on stage, Kenichi does Grease Lightning. It's his song, so it was in the script. So John was a bit of a wah-wah and said he wanted to sing it. Hey, Dad, just so you know also, because, you know, John Travolta did an amazing job at the Oscars the other night. So we looked up your name, and you've been Travolterized as well.
If you're John
Travolta and you're a little bit cuckoo, you introduce names a little bit strangely. And so, Dad, if John was here introducing you right now for the Entertainment Report, he'd go, "She's an amazing singer." No, he'd say, "Would you please welcome Georgia Campbeam?"
Georgia Campbeam.
Yeah.
I knew that anyway.
Yeah, right.
The one thing you didn't know, that about 18 years ago, I became a cross-dresser. You know, a little bit of support for you.
What?
That's where I got that
name
from, John.
Where are you going with this?
Who's a cross-dresser?
Me. About 18 years ago when you came out, you know?
Okay, all right. I'm going to be on the floor rebirthing in a sec. What?
I think we need to move on. Like,
that's where John got the name from. He knows about it. Like, anyway, you know, you're too young.
Okay, there might be camp in my surname, but Dad, really. Hey, Dad, thanks so much for the Entertainment Report this morning. That was enlightening.
Yeah, very enlightening.
It was amazing.
It was Greek lightning.
Oh, Dad. hey, see, only a dad can do the dad jokes.
God.
Hey, thanks,
now
Dad.
I know
we'll
where
be
you
back
go.
From next week with the Entertainment Report.
Melbourne's most uplifting station, Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.